Now, we're having an interview with Peter Carroll, of course. She is from Eastern Palliative Care and a wonderful organisation. And we've got a few questions for you, Peter. Now,
excellent.
In home nursing, when you're nursing at home, nursing people at home, can you provide the beds, the oxygen, the sheets, the blankets, etc.?
Yeah, look, we don't actually have that equipment ourselves. We have a few things, yes, we can provide, but we will most certainly help them get those things. So it's often very important to have a hospital bed, oxygen. You might need a walker, you might need a shower chair or rails or things like that. It's they're the kinds of things, hoists, that keep people at home rather than in hospital. And if I may just tell you this in between your questions, Gabby, sorry, we are holding on the 9th of October a fun run, which is our first one for EPC to do ourselves.
Oh, great.
And our appeal for that fun run, it's called Pound the Pavement for EBC, and our appeal is the stay-at-home appeal, and exactly what you've just talked about, the things that help people to stay at home besides things like overnight respite and things like that are definitely equipment. So the appeal for that fun run will help to help people who can't afford it to pay for that kind of equipment.
Okay, this fun run, when's it on?
9th of October, Gabby. It'll be all on our website probably by the end of next week at the latest. There's a little bit of information there now, but we'll be able to register for it by the end of next week.
Well, what we'll do as our radio station, we will do a community service announcement for that.
Oh, beautiful.
I'll get it written. Look, you're an organisation that is funded basically by the government and people like that, so I think it's wonderful. So Pound the Pavement for EPC on the 9th of October fun run, correct?
Yes, information on our website.
Okay, then I'm writing all this down, that's all, Peter.
And that's okay.
I'll get it. It'll be done this week or next week anyway.
Okay, that'll be great.
Now, Peter, can EPC, Eastern Palliative Care of course, can they provide outings for patients under their care?
Look, obviously people are at home. They can go out whenever they want. If they need someone with them, we do have what we call companionship volunteers who will take our clients out if they need to. They'll go for a walk with them. They will take them down to a cafe if they need to. We also have companion volunteers for the carer. So sometimes the carer needs a break and they might take the carer out for a cup of tea.
Oh, right.
They also might stay with the client who can't go out, but the carer needs to go out and doesn't want to leave their loved one at home by themselves, just wants someone to sit with them while they go out and do the shopping or something.
Oh, right.
So we have all three of those things.
Oh, didn't think of that, of course. You think about, sure, you have companions for your patients, but I didn't think about the fact you have to go out, you have to get someone in there to be with them. You can't just leave them by themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I think you probably answered a little bit of that there. Who shops for food for patients under EPC?
Look, we can't do their grocery shopping for them, but we can, as I said, can get them there. We can stay with their loved one while they go and get the grocery so that they have peace of mind that there's someone at home with their loved one making sure they're okay whilst they're out doing that shopping.
Okay. Now, can patients ring EPC after hours?
Yeah, so our nursing service is a 24-hour support service. So if someone calls out of hours, mind you, we have nurses on board working, able to do visits and answer the phone right up until 10 o'clock at night.
You're right.
After 10 o'clock at night and before 8:30 in the morning, there's an on-call service. So if someone needs us, they call the on-call service. They're given that phone number if they're on our program.
Yes.
And they will get a triage person who will ask them what's your need, what's happening for you, and try to get an idea of what they need. Sometimes we can talk it through with them over the phone and help them, and otherwise we'll send a nurse out, whatever time that is, and the nurse will be able to go out and visit them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, just when if patients are transferred to hospital, do the EPC ever see them again? I mean, shouldn't say that sounds like it's terminal. Like, can the EPC go and see them in hospital or anything like that?
Yeah. Look, we don't go into hospitals because there's already staff in the hospital.
Yes.
But sometimes people do need to go into a hospital just for maybe a procedure or a bit of care that can't be done at home. And as soon as they come back home again, we're there again. So they're still on our program. They're just having a little pause while they're in hospital and someone else is taking care of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I've just got to go through this again. EPC Fun Run, Eastern Palliative Care Fun Run, 9th of October, and it's called Pound the Pavement for Eastern Palliative Care.
That's right.
And it'll be on our website, be on your website.
Yes, it will. Thank you, Gabby. That'll be a great help.
Yes, no, I'll get a CSA written and we'll put that through. Thank you very much, Peter. That was wonderful.
No problem.
Sorry, we're a bit late. We've had
always great chatting with you, Peter. So thank you so much for coming to the fore once again for Eastern Palliative Care. Yeah.
And we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.